Made on Earth, Issue 3, Shopper Chopper. Want to polish up your metalworking skills with a new welder, and you've got a burning interest in mechanical engineering? Just do what University of British Columbia students Michael Dowling and Noam Davidson did. Acquire a shopping cart, an old lawnmower motor, and build a go-kart. Davidson's father apparently bought into the idea by providing his son and his friend with a welder, a plasma cutter, a beam bender, a horizontal vertical bandsaw, and a shear press for cutting sheet metal. The team then gathered other supplies, including wheels off of a wheelchair, damper shocks from a hydraulic hospital bed, gears from an old belt sander, and a plastic steering wheel from a child's toy shopping cart. Spending most of last summer creating their masterpiece, the final model had an upgraded motor from a paltry 2 horsepower to a flip-inducing 10 horsepower. On a test drive, in a semi-choked position, the torque the motor generated would flip the cart over. So, instead of depowering the cart to a smaller engine, they installed a wheelie bar. Speeds of up to 60 kilometers per hour were attained without even letting the throttle out. They have yet to find a long straightaway in their Vancouver, Canada neighborhood to test the cart with even a touch of the throttle, which they estimate could get them up to 110 kilometers per hour. The shopping cart go-kart may not get the chance to test its ultimate speed, however. The guys have moved on to grander projects, as well as a grander shop. The new and improved workshop includes an industrial lathe, 2 mini-mills, a 4x4 CNC router table, a bigger bandsaw, different types of mills, and a milling machine. And what project will they take on next? They want to build a dune buggy.